Morning, everyone. So today I'm going to talk about what I have done for my master research. My name is Toshi, in short, and then I'm working with Dr. Sabine Grunewald at the University of Florida. I just finished my master, and what I'm going to present here is what I've done for the master. And I'm a first year PhD, by the way. The soil resource has been threatened from its degradation, erosion, losses, and threats and projected dangers have been proposed for a long time. And the soil degradation related to the nutrition loss in soil have been also reported by different news media as well, which leads to the declining agricultural ills, and these need to be taken care of with immediate actions. A building conceptual framework to gather attention and for further research and protect and improve the soil resource has been taking place. The soil quality research is one of the most emerging research that I feel, and as you can see, I'm going to skip that. So in 1977, the Washington Fletcher, according to the soil quality website, says they're the ones who actually coined the term of the soil quality, as defined as the suitability of the capability for specific uses. And later on, so many researchers try to define what is the concept of soil quality. And I just picked up the Collin et al. 2003. It's very short and simple, capacity of the soil to function. I like that. And then later on, so Science Society of America in 2008 defined the soil quality concept in a concrete way. So the soil quality concept has been extended to the new soil concepts, soil health, or recently soil security concept has been developed by the scientists who belong to the International Union of Soil Science. At first glance, these concepts look similar, and actually they share the common goals that I found, which include to increase the awareness of the importance of soil resources and protect, manage, and improve the soils. But these concepts require much more quantitative knowledge in order to actualize these concepts in real. And the indication systems is the typical method that the scientists use to really quantify the concepts. And many people use index and indicators interchangeably, but actually I found that one of the explanations that try to define these concepts. So the indicators is located below the index, which means index is the aggregation of the indicators, and the indicators are created based on the primary data and then raw data. And each index and indicators have a different targets. For example, index has a much condensed information, so specific, that is very helpful for the public in general. But indicators and the primary data requires to have a knowledge of the data or scientific background to really grasp what it really tells us. With this, maybe you might have a question of how we can really implement or calculate those index or indicators. And then this is the general process. The first, we're going to select the variables and convert those variables into the indicators and indices. Very simple. And this is the summary of the methods that Whitaker et al. 2012 identify from the researchers that designated to calculation of the indicators and indices in the environmental and ecological studies. And as you can see, I don't know if you can see, but PCA, principal component analysis or correspondent analysis, those ordination techniques or statistics methods are heavily used to calculate the indicators and indices. But I thought these methods are too much emphasized on the viability of the data, but that is not an actual whole concept of the soil quality or quality of the functions that we try to assess. And secondly, those methods that don't really produce the indicators and index scores that allows you to compare in different space or times. For example, like even if you calculate the index in Europe, doesn't mean necessarily it is the comparable to the one developing in the US. That's a problem. And third, but last but not least, these methods don't really produce the reference system or reference values, so we don't really know how much we can improve from our current situation. So what is the really attainable values based on our current situation? So I thought maybe better to have an alternative approach. As you can see, so many people try to calculate the so-called index, and this is very tough work because you have to have a multiple properties and then try to put them into together using very high statistical skills, principal component analysis, and then you convert it into the index. This is so much work, and then this is amazing. So we're gonna go beyond that by modifying a little bit of methods here. So before that, I would like to give it a different aspect of ideal indication system. Once again, Widogo et al. In 2015 proposed several axiomatic features for the ideal indication system, which include homogeneity, time reversibility, and transitivity, and dimensionality. And then the method that I'm going to explain in a minute, they propose that the method meets with those criteria. Personally, I don't think the homogeneity needs to be met, but we added three other criteria, which include monotonicity, homology in space, and time and space sensitivity. So what is the method that probably you're curious about? So the method that I'm going to explain here is data environment analysis. This is the method that developed in the econometric field, econometrics, and which uses the linear programming technique, and then you can implement this analysis in your R package or R software, statistics software. And then here I'm going to brief introduction of a DEA with the a simple graph here, right there. Let's assume we have two variables. The y is, let's say, soil productivity or soil agricultural yield, and then variable x is nutrition loadings. You can't really tell how much the productive soil is unless you take a look at unless you consider the input, which is nutrition loadings in this case. So how does DEA calculate the index? So the black dot shows the samples, and then the variable y again is let's assume agricultural yield, and then variable x is nutrition loadings. Plot them out, and then draw the lines called frontier line, and then calculate the distance from the points to the line. This is I'm going to give you an equation. Which point of x0, y1 and x0, y0 has much efficiency in terms of the productivity here? Yeah. Say again?
First one?
Yes, the point above, because you have same nutrition loadings, but higher productivity. So you might have to have points very close to the lines, but the actual calculation is the distance from the points to the line by drawing from the origin. But I'm gonna just picturize the concept very briefly. So that's how DEA calculates. Here's the application or prototype or model that we implemented this analysis for soil science for the first time, I believe. And then the objective was to demonstrate application of DEA method to assess the soil function. We pick up the soil carbon sequestration as a function that we want to assess with the DEA. The sample size was 196. Study area is obviously Florida State. And input variables that we chose was the historic and current soil organic carbon and bulk density measurement in order to calculate soil carbon sequestration. And then, additionally, we have various environmental properties that we consider as soil forming factors, one of the soil forming factors. And then we can get the soil carbon sequestration, actually put the capability, but efficiency indicator score. And then here's the map, and then black dot shows the sampling location. And then the small circle shows low efficiency of carbon sequestration. And then the bigger the circle, like, it better it is. So we want to have a large circle. So this is the result. We found that, I didn't include the results here in detail, but if you have more water and vegetation, you know, that really helps soil carbon sequestration as a function to really, we want to have more water and, you know, vegetation to have a higher index in this case. So here's the take-home message. We need to really quantify the qualitative soil concepts through the indicators or indices. If you know any other methods, I don't disagree with that. But the traditional methods to compute soil indicators or indices have not met the axiomatic features or criteria of indication system that we propose. So that's why we use DEA that meets with those criteria pretty much, and then, you know, help decision makers prioritize which area we have to tackle first based on the indicators that produced. And then last but not least, further investigations of the application of econometric technique for assessing other soil functions is demanded too. So I show the prototype by assessing soil carbon sequestration as a function, but you can also, if you have something that you want to assess, for example, erodibility or, I don't know, human security risk or soil security risk, go ahead, and then the DEA enables you to incorporate the inputs and multiple inputs and outputs, so you can optimize the multiple outputs or responses of the soil simultaneously. And also, sensor prediction for the indicators or indices is also very interesting. Many of the people already studied, Vion, who talked about the given presentation yesterday, is also working in this field using the VNIR or remote sensing data to predict the indicators or indices. So these research, like future research area, are also interesting. And I just wanted to give you, fun part, because this is not a scientific, the journey to the new research field. We call it pedo-econometrics, because, it's a combination of pedology, economics, and statistics, / mathematics. That's all. So I'm a first year PhD, so if you have any ideas or, thoughts or comments, or, if you want to collaborate with us, please feel free to contact me, because I'm very open to the new ideas. So that's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I think we have some time for a question or two, Sophie.
I'm curious on when you're drawing your frontier line, correct me if I'm thinking correctly about this, but that's essentially your kind of goal or your target, right?
The line?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you determine what that frontier line is?
Great question. Thank you. Which is like, math. So if you calculate this math, that you can actually have the frontier line. But basically, those lines are calculated based on the points that you have, like a data set that you have. Yeah, so if you want to calculate, you know, you can use the R software, statistics software, to see how it calculates the frontier line, which is available like for free.
So there's math part, but then, so you're talking about some kind of potential of site, right?
Attainability?
Yeah, so I mean, because if you have a different, you know, if you're in a different soil or a different biome, you might have a different, that frontier line is going to be different, right?
If you only considered output. That's why we have to have an input. So you have to, you can have multiple inputs and outputs based on the data that you have.
Yeah.
So this really calculates the global like reference system based on the frontier line, because we can't really say like the soil in Arizona like very arid, you know, have to have like soil organic carbon, like soil organic matters like 10%, right? So you can have a different soils or biomes at the same time. You just have a different outputs and inputs, and then you're gonna maximize or minimize the output based on the inputs that you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.